Last week, the Arizona House of Representatives, with two Republicans siding with the Democrat caucus in the House, overturned the abortion ruling, the abortion law in Arizona. And yesterday, the Senate did the same thing with two senators, Republican Senators Shauna Bolick and T.J. Shope, siding with the Democrats. And so now this goes to the governor's desk, and the governor's expected to sign it early this afternoon. To talk about that vote and what happens next is Senate President Warren Peterson. Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you doing this morning.
Sure. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
First, let's talk about the vote. Obviously, I wasn't there. We had reporters there, and I had talked to some other people that were there. This was a passionate debate and people explaining their vote before they made them. Senator Bolick did. I know Senator Wadsack. I know that Senator Hoffman and others were talking about this. Can you talk about any discussion that you're willing to about before the vote and how it led to this? And then we'll talk about what happened after.
Yeah, well, I think this has been really an obsession by the media and this issue, and there's just been a fever pitch on it. And I think you saw Democrats feel like they had an opportunity at this, and you ended up with a situation where you have what's called a roll, where leadership gets rolled on something. It's rare. It's only happened three times in the 13 years I've been down at the Capitol, and that's kind of what led to all of this.
Were there conversations with the senators, the Republican senators that voted yes? Was there any attempt to get them to not vote that direction? Was there any chance that that was going to happen? Were you surprised that those two senators voted the way they did?
I initially was surprised, and this was a while ago. I heard about it. There of course is tons of pressure for them, not to vote and not to do what they were going to do. It's just one of those very negative, acrimonious situations that, you don't want to look to. But I really, Mike, what I really wanted to come on to say was that the next step is that we're going to do, we're going to focus on what matters to Arizonans, which is inflation and the border. When I'm on the campaign trail, I don't have one person asking me about abortion or talking to me about abortion. They are all asking me about inflation and the border. I really feel like this issue was completely blown up because, again, this was like an obsession by the media, and it's one of the only things that the Democrats are convinced this is an issue where they're winning on. But the fact is, the reason why Republican states are growing in population and Democrat states are shrinking in population is because Republicans do good policy. Our policy, we're in touch with our constituents. And right now my constituents are talking to me about inflation and the border. And next week we're going to have a border day, and we're going to be sending a border bill to the ballot because the governor has vetoed all of our border legislation.
Yeah, I have that in front of me, and I want to get to it. It's the strike everything to HCR 2060, and I want to get to that and what will be on the ballot. But I want to just finish the thought on what's happening with the abortion ruling, because I think people are confused about what's going to happen next. And then in November, there is still that referendum that will be on the ballot.
The access ballot.
Yeah, sure. But also.
As far as process goes, yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. I mean, as far as process goes, it passed. The governor's going to sign it, which means that the 15-week law will be the law of Arizona. So it's the abortion is, up to 15 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, this fall, the Democrats are putting on, there's an initiative that'll go on that will basically allow abortion up until birth, because there's big exceptions in there. They'll try to say it's not that, but it'll allow abortion up to birth. And so obviously that is insane and extreme. That's out of touch with the voters. If people get educated on that, I believe that will fail.
Do you think that the Republicans in the legislature will get a referendum on the ballot that will counter that will put restrictions that will give them an option other than that?
You know, that's something that I prefer. I would like to put, you know, life options on the ballot. It's been hard to get a consensus. We have to get 47 people to agree on something. So far, we have had discussions on putting something on the ballot, but so far we haven't found something that we can get 47 people to agree on. There is a number of people that don't want to do anything as far as going beyond conception. And so if you just have one person that's there, then nothing's going to happen with that.
Senate President Warren Peterson is joining us. So then what would that look like in your mind? What are you trying to get on the ballot that people are either for or not necessarily in favor of because it's not conception? Are there any parameters that are being discussed?
Yeah, I mean, I think one scenario is, of course, there's gaping holes. You know, we've passed a lot of laws that are good for protecting mothers, and also just making sure people are informed and knowing what they're doing. You know, Senator Mesnard played the heartbeat of his baby on the floor yesterday. It's very touching, but that's something, you know, a law that says, you know, make sure that women understand, these young girls understand what's happening. Give them a chance to listen to the heartbeat. Making sure that if this happens, that it's done by somebody who's a skill, you know, very skilled, or certain doctors, or making sure that they can't profit from this. Make it a non-profitable industry. A lot of this is profit motive, saying you can't sell baby parts. So there's ideas like that that's being discussed. But we'll see. We're working on that consensus. We've had several meetings on it, but so far we haven't been able to have a consensus on it.
All right. So before I let you go, during the commercial break, before you came on, I received a press release from the Arizona State Senate about HCR 2060, which is a strike everything called the Secure the Border Act that is going to be on the ballot in November. Can you explain what this is and what the voter's choice will be if this passes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this really is the top issue, right? Like, again, the abortion issue has been obsessed over and just played by the media, but they're totally out of touch. The real issue is public safety. It's jobs. It's the economy. It's inflation, education, you know, making sure their kids have quality education. That's what all of my voters are talking to me about. So this will include, basically, you know, we're looking at the law that Texas has that says if you've, you know, you can be arrested and deported by state officials if you are here unlawfully, if you are found to have come into the country unlawfully, illegally. But it's also looking at making sure that we address, you know, the open border is really what's causing the fentanyl crisis. There's a direct link there. And so we're also looking at really stiff penalties with fentanyl, putting in the felony murder provision for people who sell fentanyl. This stuff is so deadly. It's poison. It's killing people. It can touch your skin and kill you. And so allowing the voters to have an opportunity to have to really crack down on fentanyl.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the voters in Arizona, I think it's an option for them that they're going to be able to decide whether or not, and of course, contingent on what the Supreme Court does with SB4 in Texas. But I think it's reasonable to be on the ballot. I appreciate the time today and the clarification on the abortion ruling and what happens next. And I look forward to talking to you more about this as it moves forward on the issue of the border.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take thanks. Care. That is the Senate President Warren Peterson for a few moments to clarify what happens where we're going to go back to the 15-week law. The Republicans are debating whether or not to put a countermeasure on the ballot that would give people other options other than the Arizona for Abortion Access proposal that will be there. So a lot to discuss and a lot to take in. We're going to talk more about these issues here in the coming days.